Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Tammy Dillman with Central Valley Health, and we have Amy Walters with the Two Rivers Activity Center. And Tammy and Amy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking time. I am super excited about this event that we're going to be talking about, the upcoming Bike Walk 2019 Jamestown Pop-Up Bike Path Event. This is a huge event coming up on September 7th. We're going to kind of talk about what led up to this point and how individuals in our community and the surrounding area can come and help out with this event. But first, Tammy and Amy, would you guys kind of mind explaining kind of how we got to this point with this event?
Sure. So I think it was kind of a parallel of things coming together. But ultimately, there's been a conversation in our community about the fact that we have really great paths and trails, but we have a challenge with connecting them and connectivity within our community. So right. If folks want to get out to a trail, they drive their car to get there or something like right. that. So there's been an ongoing conversation about that challenge, and we have done some work through the Community Health Partnership and the organizations that participate in that group for grant writing and things like that. So the path that runs along 5th Street and 12th Avenue, that was a joint project with Transportation Alternative Program funding. Next construction season, we'll see something similar, a similar project at the middle school to help with kind of school safety and getting kids to and from the middle school. And so with all of those conversations in mind, we had an opportunity to write for some funding through AARP, which is looking at supporting healthy communities. And we know that providing our community members that opportunity to walk and bike safely is important.
Right.
And so we submitted a request to fund this event. And really, that this event is giving us an opportunity to hear from our community about biking and walking. And
for sure.
What they want, what they like, and how we can integrate that into future potential projects.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to be asking for then is anybody who has time on that Saturday, September 7th from 9 to noon to come out and test this proposed path. It's going to be just pop up. It won't be permanent. And Tammy, this kind of ties in with what Central Valley Health has been doing with those healthy walking paths. And you guys have kind of partnered up with Track and the City of Jamestown to do this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's been great collaboration to this point, and we're really excited about what we can learn from this pop up event.
Very good. So again, Amy and Tammy joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Bike Walk 2019 Jamestown Pop Up Bike Path Event, September 7th. So let's walk through it. What do we need people to do? Show up with their bikes, their dogs? How do we right. get involved with this?
Well, first, actually, to a little bit before that, what we want is to hear from the community. So we have a survey that's actually out available right now. And what that is going to do is just give us that general input about our community's, like I said, interests and needs as far as getting from place to place and those types of things. So before we have the pop-up event, we have a bit of a pre-survey that we want to get our community's input in. You can find that survey at the Track website, which is trackjamestown.com. We will have it if you're going to be at the block party tonight. We're going to be there trying to get folks to answer our survey. So we have a QR code that people can scan with their phones and just take the survey. It's super quick.
For sure.
10 questions, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what we can have people do right now.
Okay.
And then the second thing is, like you said, show up.
Yes.
So it's from 9 to noon, but that doesn't mean that like you have to check in at 9 and be there until noon. It's just the pop-up path is going to be, we're going to have folks out on it to help with as crossing guards and things like that, and from 9 to noon. And then we're going to have a post survey. So after they got out on that potential path, we're looking for people's input on
for sure.
on that route.
Excellent. So let's just backtrack real quick to the block party. Tammy is saying that you guys will have the opportunity. You'll have cards. You'll have the shirts there. it'll be a good chance for people to ask about it as well, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be wearing bright yellow shirts with the Bike Walk logo on it. It's a blue logo, handing out those cards so people can just scan the QR code right on that card. Or if they want to do it when they get home or later, they can do that. But when you scan the card, it comes up really nice on whatever mobile device you've got, just a couple, few, like a minute maybe, and you could do it right there and then.
For sure.
So if you see us walking around, make sure to grab a card. If we're talking to someone already, we'll try to be seeking people out to hand those out. But we want to people to take the time and do that.
Take it beforehand. Get ready to come up and be active and try this proposed path. Again, it's not permanent. This is just pop-up, but available because of that grant from AARP and, of course, the community of Jamestown, Parks and Rec, Central Valley Health, TRAC. Everybody's really made this possible. So the best way for you to get involved is to take that survey beforehand, show up to the event, and then take this small survey right after, right?
Correct. Yep. And, you know, we encourage all community members to come out that day. This isn't for a specific group, or, you know, it's not for the competitive cyclist or anyone like that. This is really intended to be a community project. We want to hear from all sorts of different types of community members. So, and we encourage everyone to come out and give us their feedback. The trail itself is actually, so we'll start at TRAC, which is in the northeast part of town. So for those folks that may not know, we're just north of Gussner Elementary School or south of the high school. We'll start in the parking lot. And again, it's not like a start time so people could come check in, basically. We'll have some fun stuff there. Warren, you'll be there with us having fun. And then we'll get people out on the path. So the path will go from TRAC and then we'll connect up to 12th and head north past the high school at the intersection there with 13th. Mm-hmm. We'll have folks cross to the west and then to the north, and we'll be proceeding north on Highway 20.
Okay.
And again, I know that that's a busy road, busy intersection, but that's really why we're looking at the need for a path in this area. So we want, you know, the input. We will be on the roadway of Highway 20, but like I said, we'll have crossing guards. We've worked with the DOT, so they've given us the requirements as far, so we'll be slowing traffic down in those areas, and we'll have the pathway coned, and, you know, drums that will be separating the vehicle traffic from individuals.
Yes.
And then once we get to 19th, we'll head west and connect up to the Reservoir Trail.
Awesome.
So the intention is to, like we talked about before, trying to connect different parts of our communities. And right now, that northeast section there, really there's not a good or safe connecting point. And so that's really what we're looking to do, is trying to connect to that Reservoir Trail up to 12th.
Perfect. Very good. Again, Tammy Dillman, Amy Walters joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Bike Walk 2019, September 7th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The best way to get involved, the best way to help out, is to just show up and be a part of it. And Tammy, you were saying a person doesn't have to do that whole thing. It sounds like it's a lot. They can show up and just do part of it.
Do whatever they want. And honestly, we are fortunate. There's only 3 sites in North Dakota that were selected for AARP.
Right.
There were over 1,600 applicants. So we say this is a unique opportunity. It truly is. We don't know when we would have the opportunity to do this again.
Right.
So there's lots of things going on maybe that day, but please take time, whatever time you can spare, to do the Bike Walk 2019 at TRAC.
Very good. And again, like Amy said, it's going to be safe. Bring the kids. It's going to be all kind of like cordoned off, so it'll be safe for you and your families. So check it out. Bike Walk 2019, September 7th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Amy or Tammy, anything else with the event that you want to mention?
We're just also going to be revealing our bike fleet.
Yes.
So we'll have that there. That'll be both at the block party tonight and at the pop-up event on Saturday the 7th. So, if maybe you want a bike and you don't have one, you want to bike the path instead of walking it, we'll have bikes that are available for folks to use that Saturday morning.
Yeah, not necessarily a BYOB then. So
no,
they can.
We won't have strollers for rent.
There you
so
go.
People need to bring their own stroller if they have the kiddos, but bikes we could help with.
Very good. So check it all out. Happening at TRAC again, September 7th, the Jamestown Pop-Up Bike Path Event, Bike Walk 2019. Amy and Tammy, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.